It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
Yes, we do. A little old school here on Money Life. Going back to when we first started the show about a year ago, getting a chance to chat with Tom Lydon. Now, if you don't understand the hair jokes, well, they're hair jokes because Tom has no hair. Not that I'm one to talk necessarily because, well, I don't have a forehead anymore. I have a five head and it's quickly becoming a six head. So maybe at some point I'll make the same choice Tom has made. But the hair is not the trend here. The trend is ETFs, and that's what we're talking about. And if you want more information on Tom, well, he is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. ETF Trends is the publication. It is ETFTrends.com on Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money. I've had to go old school on you just for a change.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back, and no improvements in the hair area.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact is we can go old school pretty much for the rest of your life. That's really what we're talking about here. We'll be back to Wild West next week. How's that? Let's get to it. Our ETF of the week is
the Healthcare Select Sector Spider Fund, ticker symbol XLV.
The XLV, a very popular ETF. And why healthcare now?
Well, obviously, healthcare's had a great run, Chuck, but from a fundamental standpoint, and I think we all agree, healthcare continues to have all things going for it in the next 5 years. I mean, 77 million aging baby boomers, so the demographics are definitely on the healthcare side, but that along with the Affordable Care Act is bringing a base to healthcare services and the whole subsector. So with that, with the companies that are involved, the amount of money that's going into R&D, and the fast pace of new products and new drugs that are in the pipeline, it's tough to find that many things that are wrong with healthcare right now.
But this isn't so much a trend as a play, is it? When we start talking about how people build portfolios and do things, there's not a whole lot that could happen that would beat you out of healthcare if you're doing it. It's more along the lines of, hey, on the growth side of your assets, you want to make sure you dedicate some here because there's the juice.
Well, that's it. And for index investors, you automatically, by default, have a certain allocation in healthcare. But I think what a lot of investors are doing these days are saying, okay, I've got my core positions, but if I were to look at some other industry groups or sectors that I might want to overweight in, what might they be? I think you'd find that healthcare would be on the list.
What kind of asset allocation are we talking about, and how much do you tilt in this kind of direction?
Well, as far as your core positions, and I'm going to say core equity positions, I think by adding another 5% into healthcare, especially at this point in time, is a very easy and smart move. And you can do that by using XLV, get a lot of diversification among, you know, not just pharmaceuticals, but healthcare equipment and suppliers, biotech companies, life science, healthcare technology companies, a lot of companies that are really booming in this space. So a 5% overweight by adding this would seem very reasonable. And also, if you look at the performance in the last couple of years, we've seen pretty much a long-term nice uptrend in the healthcare sector, continuing to maybe come down and have minor corrections that bounce off above the 200-day average and then move up from that point. So 5% allocation, and if it drops down below that 200-day average, use that as your exit strategy.
And let's talk just a little bit about portfolio construction here. Let's say that somebody is an index fund investor, as you pointed out, and they've already got exposure to healthcare.
Right.
What we're really saying is if they've got, for sake of argument, 35% of their assets are basically broad equity assets, etc. What we're saying is take 5% of that 35% and use it on something like the XLV. And it actually means that you're going to have more than 5% of your overall portfolio in healthcare because you've got some overlap.
That's
but
right.
That's how you do that tipping, is saying, okay, I want to tilt my portfolio by taking a percentage of this assets out of the broad and into the specialty.
Exactly. And rather than, what, you know, historically, a lot of people would pick individual companies. But here in an ETF, you've got a broad range, so you don't have to be dead on accurate in knowing where the next pop is going to be. Because for the most part, most of the major players you'll find will be within this indexed sector ETF. And if individually we see some big winners, you'll participate. If the trend in this area continues to move up, you'll also participate.
For investors who are doing this, as you pointed out, the 200-day moving average winds up being your sell point. Is there a rebalance point on things like this when we talk about, okay, you're going to tilt your portfolio in one direction or the other? Does there come a point where you say, I'm going to take my winnings and, okay, this actually did what I want it to, but now I'm going to call back a little bit?
Yeah, I think, again, as you and I talk every week, and every week there's something to discuss, right? If everybody's actually followed through in the allocation recommendations, we'd have way more allocations than we actually had money, right? So the idea is, here's a sector that we feel that in the next 3 to 5 years will continue to do well. However, the party can always end. And we're not suggesting that if there happens to be a major correction that you go in and you try to pick the bottom. This is one of those things that if it does continue to move to the upside and your 5% allocation ends up being 7% allocation, I think this is your question, is it worth cutting back? Absolutely. To
okay.
5%.
Yeah. So a well-maintained 5% of your equity in the healthcare select sector spider, ticker symbol XLV. That's the recommendation from Tom Lydon. It is his ETF of the week. For more information, go to ETFtrends.com or follow Tom on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon and the firm is at ETF Trends. Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the April the 18th edition of Money Life. Up next, Bill Naskovitz, a legendary value investor, when Money Life continues.